The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show in unenthused Wednesday edition. That's what the electorate is telling the Marquette University pollster, Charles Franklin, our fine guest at 5 o'clock today. Welcome, Dom.
Hello, Crudy. Nice to see you, Rich. We appreciate what you do on the board and, of course, our audience.
I hope you're a little more fired up than that, man. Welcome. Good to be with you, Crudy. I can't wait to see Charles, man.
Buddy, you know how my life works. I wake up every morning with a smile on my face, and then somebody wrecks it. I'm always fired up. Fired up, ready to go. I am fired up and ready to go. Before we, jump deep in the politics, mentioned, Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School polling, 7 months out, great state of Wisconsin. Biden leads 51-49. You throw in the third-party candidates. Oh, pardon me. Trump leads.
Ooh, wait.
51-49. Trump's leading Biden, 51-49.
I'm assuming within the margin of error?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
So, and even with third-party candidates, Trump is leading Biden in the state of Wisconsin. And the overall sentiment of the electorate, according to Charles Franklin in the poll, unenthused.
Meh.
Unenthused. The enthusiasm levels were about 50% higher at this time in 2020.
Wow.
This is the greatest enthusiasm gap in the history of the Marquette University Law School polling. This schism from then till now.
Wow. Interesting to see how that will pan out. Obviously, lots of people voted. Trump will tell you, man, he got more votes than any other sitting president in the history of the world. Of course, Biden got more, but don't tell Trump that. Do you think that'll impact the overall turnout? I mean, I don't know, man. I think people are still will recognize, especially as we get, closer to the election. Some folks are not dialed in yet. You don't have to be enthusiastically voting for Biden and against fascism, but I would suggest you actually just go vote. You can be enthusiastic or not enthusiastic about it.
Well, maybe the summer convention style will get the people fired up.
Yeah.
We were in both Cleveland and Philadelphia. And before you joined me, Dom, I made a clear case to the audience that nobody parties like that DNC party. No. I mean, the Democrats party far more than the Republicans do. And we know this from firsthand experience. We had to go look for a party in Cleveland. Man, we had to find a party, make a party, but the local businesses, they were dumbstruck by the lack of business, by the lack of parties, the lack of private affairs, lack of the convention attendees, just going out to the local bars, just having a good time.
Even right now here in the city of Milwaukee, the reporting over the last week or so has been, where's all the bookings? Where's the action? What's happening? So I'm sure it'll come. People got to, if you're going to have 50,000-ish people coming to the city of Milwaukee, they're going to have to go somewhere and do something. But it's not all been hashed out yet. Usually these things, this is coming quick, man. It's already middle of April.
3 months away.
better get your deposits in, people. So, we'll see.
Are you enthused about the party coming to your hometown? No. Well, see, that's the point, Dem. Nobody's
I am actively enthused about being unenthused about the RNC coming to town. Does that help? I do not want to see the RNC in town. I don't want to see the Proud Boys marching around. Like, what's the over-under on the Confederate flag somewhere? You know what I mean? No, that does not enthuse me.
Will you fake it for the sake of the show? When we're doing the shows, you know, July 15th through 18th, Dom, I'll come down to Milwaukee. And my understanding, and I know that, you know, our deposits haven't cleared the bank or anything yet, but I thought our plan was to sort of be the protest party during the RNC.
I mean, that seems like a natural fit for us. Yes.
So
perhaps at the Roman coin, who knows? We're working on it. We'll let you know when we nail it down.
We just don't want to give the authorities too much head start. But we will effectively be outside the tent, as they say, PNN, right? That's our plan?
Is that the plan?
Well, that's absolutely my plan. I'm not going to go and celebrate. We were in Cleveland, Dom, and you and I can say from personal experience, A, underwhelming party. Yes. We know how to party. If nothing else, I mean, conservatives, liberals, give us our due. This is a party in pair. We know how to bring the party, and we had to make all the good parties in Cleveland. The only people I saw in Cleveland look like they should be named Sergey. I swear to God, there were Russians. I saw Corey Lewandowski. I saw Ron Johnson walking down the street. I knocked the glass. He shook off his staffer and came in and visited with us. What, but an hour before he gave a speech right on the RNC platform, Dom. Well, they didn't have a platform, but on the stage. He went on the stage. Yeah, you know, the platform was support Trump, wasn't it?
That was the last the 2020
platform.
Yeah. I think they actually faked to have something the first time. But of course, then we were in the room when he gave that depressing speech and they dropped all the balloons. And as we walked out into the party area with the band playing, thousands of people pouring out of the convention center, nobody smiling and three people dancing.
Well, it was Quicken Loans Arena. That's where the Cleveland Cavaliers play. And the Cleveland Guardians play at Jacobs Field, although they might have renamed that. But those two things are basically immediately adjacent to each other. And they were partying, or quote, air quote, partying between those things. They have this great live band. And Dom, the most astute observation you've made in the 13 years we've been doing this show. You just told me, you said, look at all the faces. Nobody's smiling. And it was the darkest nominee acceptance speech of all time. The American dream is dead. That's the way he accepted the nomination. And the whole crowd was bitter and nobody was partying. And our understanding, Dom, and you and I discussed this, the only people that made out financially okay were the male gay hookers.
And that's not just us, Curdy. That's the New York Post reporting from July of 2016. Male escorts are making crazy money at the RNC. A little bit from the reporting here, Curdy.
And I think it's the log cabin Republicans lining up. I think it's the closeted sorts, but go ahead.
The Journal Sentinel here locally, had an article about this as well. And, you know, there's been lots of discussion about these kinds of things. You know, is it great? Oh, they have a $200 million economic impact. Meh, we'll see. Apparently, some folks in Cleveland did not get the boom they were hoping for.
Didn't get the memo?
No, did not. But a great week back in 2016 for gay escorts in Cleveland. Male prostitutes contacted by the Post said business is booming. And the Republican National Convention attendees, most of them married, are clamoring for their services. Business has been way better. I've seen 10 clients so far, one male escort said. Most of them are first-timers. You could tell they were nervous, but once they became more comfortable, they seemed to be having a good time. Yeah, relax, people. Another escort said he had already earned $1,600 since Monday, over six times the amount he usually makes. I normally only make $200 to $300, but I've been seeing lots of guys in hotels downtown, he said, noting the boom in business near the Quicken Loans Arena. clientele has included mostly married white men between the ages of 40 and 50, said another escort who's seen 8 Johns so far. One of them was from Texas and visiting for the convention. He said he was a politician. He said, claiming he didn't remember the client's name. One gigolo who charged $250 an hour said he's been making about $800 a day since the convention kicked off, all from men visiting from Florida, Louisiana, Washington, D.C. Usually, I need to go out of town, he said with a chuckle. Most men paid to have sex, but one client requested to do his business in the corner while watching his wife in bed with the escort. One of the hookers said he wasn't surprised that the convention, filled with politicians who openly oppose gay marriage, brought such a boom to business. When it comes to anything people aren't supposed to be doing, they like to do it, the escort said. The Republicans have a lot of delegates in the closet, let's put it that way. But the ladies of the night weren't reaping the same benefits. When contacted by the Post, Females for Hire said they're making much less money than normal. Has business been better for me? Honestly, no, one woman said before abruptly hanging up the phone. Business is slower than usual, said another. I haven't been getting any calls. New York Post reporting in July of 2016 at the Cleveland RNC.
Not even from the nominee himself? Because I hear he has an affection for the sex workers, Tom.
Apparently. So, am I excited? No, I'm not. Of course, we'll do it, man. I always have. If it's one thing we try to do is have a good time, that is obvious. And we can and will manage to do that. And of course, there's serious topics sometimes, and we'll have to cover that. No, it's not so fun to have to deal with that, but we do that. And the RNC is one of those things. But it's going to be an interesting show. I mean, obviously, we have Donald Trump on trial. Jury selection paused for today, resumes tomorrow. So we very well could have a convicted felon rolling into Milwaukee.
Hey, I was never convicted of a felony. Yeah. I pled no contest. Yeah. And it was a misdemeanor. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. We're going to have a good time with or without Donald Trump in town. And thank goodness, it's not today. We don't have to make these choices today, Dom. But they will have to be made. And outside the tent, the better way of doing it. Now, we're going to have a good time at the DNC in Chicago. You know, I hope the history of 1968 and the ghost thereof. I hope that's no indicator, Dom. But if I had to guess which event would be the violent event, got to tell you, man, I think it's going to be Milwaukee's turn.
Let's hope not. Keep her cool, everybody. Keep your swastikas and Confederate flags at home.
We'll be at the party, at the bar, broadcasting, protesting, peeing inwards. Come back. Or Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal. Only politics.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Some people hit us on the text line, Dom. Here's a clever one. The prostitutes in Milwaukee should remember when the RNC is in Milwaukee this summer that Republicans are, air quotes, small tippers. Notoriously small tippers. That's what I hear. Dana from La Crosse on the text line. Jesus, is there a checkpoint with armed guards? Yes, there will be checkpoints.
Yes.
Sounds like Eastern Europe in the 1980s. Oh, yeah, Republicans equal fascism. Well, that's the way it's going to play out, man. That's what the
conventions. Well, and with Dana, that happens on the Dem side too. I mean, there's just massive security at these things. That's just the way it is. And it's for the record too, to bring this up. I'm not knocking the sex trade. I mean, sex work is sex work. And if you know me, I'm down for, you know, legal and taxed and regulated industries like the sex industry.
You're an industrious young man. Are you trying to tell us something, Dom?
I'm just saying, man, if someone wants to pay me to have sex with them, isn't that my business? And of course, the difference between being a whore and being a slut, you know, a whore is a profession. You get paid. Being a slut is, you know, recreation. You give it away for free. And apparently that's fine. You know, it was fine giving away for free. But if you are an entrepreneurial, lift yourself up by the bootstrap kind of guy or gal, and you go out and you charge for that, well, then it's just terrible. You can't do that. Well, but of course, on the flip side of that, you have all these married Republicans coming into Cleveland and presumably coming into Milwaukee, engaging in let's call it the sex trades. Well, then don't you find it a little hypocritical that these are the folks that are the anti-gay, the anti-trans, the anti-everything that would actually have their policies would keep this industry, the oldest industry known to mankind, keep this industry in the shadows in the dark? I mean, stand up and be who you are. That's what you're into, man. So what? Nobody cares. Well, people shouldn't care. You do care, at least on when you get on the floor of the House or the Senate or whatever your political areas are, and you claim to believe in X, Y, or Z, but then when you go out and have a few, maybe you and the missus go, you know, pick someone up. Again, I'm not knocking it. Knock yourself out, but be consistent. If you're going to engage, then at least try to help other folks understand instead of playing the game.
844-967-2789. It's the phone line. It's the text line, Dom. Here are a few more of the text contributions. You'll probably find most of the Republicans at the convention in a closet. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
To find the party at the RNC convention, follow the male prostitutes. They'll lead you to the party. And then I think this is some good common sense advice for me. Don't pee on the electric fence.
Yes, or into the wind.
A few others. I bet they'll serve. I bet they'll have the Fiserv serving. See, hard for me to say. I have to draw that illiterate differentiation. The Budweiser and the Pseudo Sue. I don't know what the Pseudo Sue is. That's a beer I'm unfamiliar with, Robert, from McFarland. Must be something Republicans object to.
Yeah, I'm not clear that Budweiser has the contract up at the Pfizer Forum.
One more. Wow, usually when conventions come to town, I consider throwing up the house on the Airbnb for a week. I guess maybe I should consider becoming Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo, says Andrew from Verona.
Well, Andrew, you are a star. You are a bright, shiny star.
Now, my thought today, starring on this show, might be the topic of the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary. It's already done with. The trial is over. Not guilty. We're moving on here. This, you know, a couple hours ago, I thought this would be an important topic today, Dom. I don't mean to unenthusiastically leave you and the audience wanting, but here's the headline over at the Washington Post. Senate votes to dismiss impeachment charges against Mayorkas. Two articles of impeachment were both rejected in a party line vote. Outside of Fox News for like a segment tonight, this will no longer be a story? The Senate voted to dismiss two articles of impeachment against the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, which allege he mismanaged an influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Both votes were along party lines. And the impeachment trial of the first sitting cabinet secretary came to a close a little over 3 hours after it started, after Republicans quickly quashed an opportunity for limited debate and the creation of an impeachment committee, marking a rapid close to the first impeachment of a sitting cabinet secretary. We done made history, folks, but it's over. You missed it. The impeachment is closed. Moose out front should have told you.
The Republicans quickly quashed an opportunity for limited debate.
Democrats voting along party lines found the first article charging Mayorkas, here was the supposed charge, Dom, with willful and systematic refusal to comply with the law to be unconstitutional. Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican from Alaska, well, Dom, she voted present. And Democrats voted again along party lines, finding the second article charging Mayorkas with breach of public trust also to be unconstitutional. The trial came to a conclusion before the House impeachment managers could present their argument. No performative politics today for Marjorie Taylor Greene and the others. She was so proud to deliver these articles of impeachment.
It took them longer to walk over those articles and make the spectacle than it did for this to be rejected.
Dominic, shortly after opening the trial, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer offered Republicans, here was the olive branch, if you will, Dom, a period of debate time and the opportunity to create an impeachment committee, which was sharply rejected by Senator Eric Schmidt, Republican from Missouri. He showed them. Now, Schumer swiftly responded with a point of order to declare the first article of impeachment against Mayorkas unconstitutional, prompting the first of several procedural objections by Republicans that followed. And it's going to break your heart to know that Ted Cruz was on the other side of this one.
Of course he was.
Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, called to move the Senate to a closed session. Senator John Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, motioned to adjourn the Senate until April 30th. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called to table the point of order made by Schumer. Each objection made by Republicans who in a relatively powerless position in the minority failed. How's that feel? Some senators appeared bored at their small desk as the Republicans made procedural point after procedural point, forcing a series of failed votes to delay the trial and other matters. At times, Republicans attempted to deliver extended remarks on the House floor, blaming Mayorkas and Democrats for the record-breaking levels of migration at the southern border. Now, Senator Pat Murray, a Dem from Washington, repeatedly interceded as her GOP colleagues tried to make their points of order into political statements, interrupting John Thune as he described the border crisis in a long-winded introduction to another failed procedural vote.
Yeah, not supposed to debate, man. That's not the point.
Well, they were offered a debate period, and they rejected it.
They did. No, what? You want to have an impeachment committee? No! Well, okay then. Let's move along.
Nothing to see here, clearly. Now, obviously, we've got problems at the border, but this effort to impeach cabinet secretary over policy, always ridiculous.
Well, the House, instead of voting on this, it could take up the bipartisan Senate bill on immigration and maybe make some small gains towards a solution.
Possibly. Slow down, fella.
Hey, I know it's the political season. What am I asking for? Governance?
Come back. More Devils.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a hump day edition. Dom, I keep checking the text line because people keep contributing there. Here's one. All of us with jobs whore ourselves out for money. They take our time, knowledge, and skills and pay us for them. Most of the time, not what we're worth. Yeah, but at the end of the day, you probably don't have to like uncrust your eye with a warm, wet washcloth, if you know what I'm saying. You know, there's a little difference there.
True that. True that. We all work for money.
You know who's never been afraid to be sort of a media whore, Dom? Well, me, of course. Yeah. And also Donald Trump. Did you see the latest? Trump demands his cut.
Yeah, dude. I mean, this is fantastic. And I only have one question, Curdy. Why only 5%?
This is so on brand for Donald Trump. Found this one at the Raw story, which makes it on brand for Crudy. Trump campaign tells GOP candidates he's taking a cut of their cash if they use his name. Only seems fair, you know, like a licensing agreement. The campaign
name, image, likeness.
If you would like to get the name, image, and likeness of the Devil's Advocates, consider going to devilradioswag.com. devilradioswag.com. We got t-shirts, crew necks, all the cool stuff, coffee mugs. Anyways, just to prove that I can be sufficiently hoary in my own regard, Dom.
I never had a doubt, Crudy.
I got bills. My kids got tuition payments and such. Anyways, the campaign for Donald Trump's 2024 presidential bid has come up with a new way to raise cash, which involves calling on down-ballot candidates who use his name and likeness in fundraising pushes to give him a cut of the money they raise. Beginning tomorrow, we will ask all candidates and committees who choose to use President Trump's name, image, and likeness split a minimum of 5% of all fundraising solicitations to Trump National Committee, JFC. This includes, but is not limited to, sending to the House file prospecting vendors and advertising. Now, that's according to the Trump campaign. Any split that is higher than 5% will be seen favorably by the RNC and President Trump's campaign and is routinely reported to the highest levels of leadership within both organizations.
If you tithe more than 10%, the church will find you in their good graces.
Dom, according to reports, Trump is having trouble closing a fundraising gap with President Joe Biden, whose campaign raised over $190 million, which is more than double what Trump has raised. And the letter was sent out the same week Trump's New York hush money criminal trial began, a hearing expected to last 6 to 8 weeks, which is expected to hamper his presence on the campaign trail since he's required to be in court for each session. Can't even go to the U.S. Supreme Court or maybe not even Barron's graduation, even though he stiffed all the other kids, right?
And I was going to say, do we know, did he attend? Have the kids been asked, you know, Junior and Fredo and whatever we're calling the, and the other kids?
Did dad go
to your high school graduation? That should be the first question any of those kids get next time they're out in public.
I will give $5 to the first person that can provide a picture of Eric Trump on his graduation day with daddy, but it's got to be on the day. He's got to still be wearing the graduation robes. $5. It's worth at least five. 844-967-2789. You know, you can text stuff into the text line. We do get photos. Don't send your videos, though. We got enough of those from Dom. So
a little more here, Crudy. The down ballot Republican candidates and committees have long used Trump and fundraising appeals, recognizing that he has support among the party's small dollar fundraising base. But in the letter, Wiles and LaVita reiterated their request that Republicans avoid using certain language and tactics while using Trump's name, image, and likeness, Political reported. The letter
like what? What can't you say and associate it with Donald Trump? Like
mega? Can't say mega.
If you'd give money to the rapist, why not me? I mean, what aren't you supposed to be able to say?
Any vendor whose clients ignore the guidelines mentioned above will be held responsible for their clients' actions. Repeated violations will result in the suspension of business relationships between the vendor and Trump National Committee, JFC. This includes list rental agreements. You won't get the list, Crudy.
You know, I get at least 25 emails from his campaign each and every day. And so he's selling me up and down the river. He's already making money on the list he sells, and he wants 5%. But if you give him more, it could show your loyalty.
There was, looking at the original political piece, and we did stick it up on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. Go like it if you haven't. That's where we put some of our material that we are going to talk about. But I thought they were talking about the family in there as well. The letter asks that candidates not speak on behalf of President Trump. Don't speak on behalf of President Trump's. Also, do not mention the president's family without their consent or the consent of the campaign, or impersonate Trump or his campaign.
What do you mean? I would never do that.
You'll be 5%, Crudy. Keep it up, man. Keep it up. Mess of the bull, you get the horns, you get another detention. I can do this all day.
The most interesting statement of all, Dom, and this one seems the most disingenuous. Danielle Alvarez, a Trump campaign spokesperson, did not address the request that Republicans give 5% of their Trump-centered fundraising proceeds to the campaign. But in a statement, she said, and I don't believe it for a moment, Dom, it is important to protect small dollar donors from scammers that use the president's name and likeness. He is the only scammer allowed to use his own name and likeness. He has first right to grift this email list, Dom.
Steve Bannon, like, try to build the wall with a bunch of, you know, just stole a bunch of money from people and
yes.
Trump pardoned him.
Yes.
Was he pardoned for that or something else? Or is he still waiting on trial for that one?
Well, he.
There's just so many indictments.
Is out on appeal from his contempt of Congress charges. If I understand correctly, he was pardoned on the build the wall, although that might still be pending because, you know, he's been alleged to have been involved in multiple criminal enterprises. But they effectively fundraised to build the wall and then kept all the money, or the vast majority of the money. They might have you know, expended some of the money to fundraise further. You know, you got to invest in a business.
Reuters reporting Bannon associate was sentenced to 4.5 years for Trump border wall fraud. That was back in April of last year.
So is Bannon still subject to those charges? Because I know Bannon has been pardoned. He's out on appeal currently from the contempt of Congress charges. And I felt like he got scooped up off a Chinese billionaire's yacht for like some other new pending charges. Maybe that's the build the wall charges. Steve Bannon, you know, he's waiting for his next pardon, Dom. You know, he is.
You know, I bet there's a whole line of folks waiting for their next pardon.
I wonder how Peter Navarro's doing in prison right now. Shout out, Peter. If you're listening. Maybe on the stream, he could be listening. We get some prison mail sometimes.
He's got a flip phone in there or something. He could call 844-967-2789. Also, my man, my finance bro, Weisselberg, right? Isn't he also the CFO of Trump Organization?
He's in Rikers.
He's in Rikers. Yeah.
Solitary, perhaps, in the contagious prisoner unit where they've held him for a second time. Apparently, Weisselberg's second round to Rikers.
Three things, man. Push-ups, sit-ups, and air squats. And maybe four things. Do some pull-ups, too, man. You got plenty of time. Start with small sets and work your way up.
Dom begs the question, how's Truth Social doing this week in the markets?
Oh, man, I got to tell you, man, today it was up almost 16%, baby. Today.
Which, well, it was off 14% yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know how it goes, man. Closed.
Who's buying the dips?
40 today. Well, who's buying the dips? I mean, whoever can manipulate the market, man. If I recall, it's back in March. I'm looking at Yahoo Finance as we speak. March 26th got to a peak of 74.66. Damn. And then today closed at 26.40. So, you know, keep your fingers crossed. The good news is they're going into streaming, you know, video streaming. This is going to be huge because, you know, Disney has no money or expertise in this, and they're having trouble breaking even on their app. But you know, Truthy Social, they're going to get it all figured out. Stand by and stand back. And send your money to Donald Trump.
Is it possible that so many of the Trump supportive that would buy stock in DJT, is it possible they're losing their asses and they're somehow being disillusioned about the old man that would possibly grift off them so badly that they would see, what, two-thirds loss of their stock value?
I'm not clear that would be enough to recognize the grift. You know, when you're a member of a cult, and I'm not, so
I don't want to join a cult.
When you're a member of the cult, the cult leader can do whatever he wants or she wants, and if what their previous predictions don't come true, well, there's a reason for it, or it'll come true later, or you're justified in your head some way somehow. You know, maybe that's why they feel like, oh, this economy's terrible. I lost half my 401k in DJT stock. Well, maybe that's your own personal investment, not necessarily the overall economy.
Well, maybe that's their cross to bear.
Yes.
See what I did there? White nationalist and all. Dom, if this stock ever aligns with its underlying financials, there's going to be blood on the streets. I mean, eventually this stock's going to fall to pennies on the dollar of what it currently is valued at. I mean, the fact that there's been any rebound in the stock when there's no underlying profitable. I mean, they had $4 million in revenue. That's not a lot of money relative to business. Yeah.
Even the revenue, man. If you had $4 million in revenue and a $2 million profit, you'd be like, oh, all right, man, 50%. We're doing all right. We're doing okay.
But it still wouldn't be worth $1 billion, dude, if they had $100 million in revenue and they were losing $50 million a year. Maybe you could cast trajectory and say this stock is on the up because, you know, they figured out how to make money. And so many of these social media platforms never figure out how to operate profitably outside of Facebook gobbling up all their competitors. I mean, is that their hope that Zuckerberg buys out the Truthy Social? That could be their only chance at redemption.
It doesn't have to be.
And would you call him Zucker Bucks then?
Here's the point, though. So Donald Trump is the majority stockholder in this organization, right? And assuming it doesn't fall to zero by the time he's able to cash out his piece.
He's going
to
cash out, right?
These are traded in open public, in the stock market, man. Anybody can go and buy. So if you want to influence Donald Trump, you don't need to stay in his hotels. You can just buy the stock. If someone came in and bought a $500 million worth of DJT stock, you think that would move the market? You think that would make a difference? I think it would.
And if you had half $1 billion to waste, why wouldn't you post his bail bond? Because that's about to go belly up, my understanding.
Find out on Monday. Wait till Monday on that one, folks. Sure, that's another way you could do it. But there's lots of ways to give money to Donald Trump. If he's good at anything, it's about figuring out a way to get money from your pocket into his pocket.
DevilRadioSwag.com. 844-967-2789. My son encourages me to say that often because he is my partner in that endeavor. And Jeff wants to know, how much does Dom get? I'm like, well, he doesn't have tuition payments. He's got his own kids to pay for.
I got two kids in college right now.
Well, we'll work it out. Trust me. You'll get 5% for all your likeness and use thereof. If I use your photo, you'll get 5% of the proceeds.
Okay. All right.
But I prefer to, feature photos of me because I'm the good looking one. Then I get 100% of the proceeds minus the kids take. So, maybe there'll be new t-shirts eventually, Don. But in the meantime, we only got one way to grift. DevilRadioSwag.com.
Maybe we should go public.
I think based on, the revenues we've had in just this first couple of days.
I mean, we're $10 billion.
At least I'm in a pretty good mood. Right. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. You want to play. 844-967-2789. By DJT. I tell you, CJ, it's the best investment for your portfolio.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views. I'm just a gigolo,
and everywhere I go. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join the political party at 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. We'll get to you shortly. And our pal Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School poll. He's going to join us at the 5 o'clock hour.
Dom, we had prior comments. And I've gone back to the text line, see where people are at. They chatter with or without us. The prior statement, and I read this one, all of us with jobs whore ourselves out for money. They take our time, knowledge, and skills, and they pay us for them most of the time, not what we're worth. And then Tom from New Berlin asked, Crudy, have you ever sanded drywall? Have you ever seen a grown man naked? Yes, I've sanded drywall. I've done a lot of work. Dom's not the only guy that ever worked on a farm. I did construction work and worked on a farm, and I painted a boat over these last two or three weekends. There's been lots of sanding of at least a fiberglass boat hull going on. I've still got paint stains on my fingernails.
You may have some paint stains, but you still got all your digits. Let's see them. Hand check. Yeah, we're good. All right. Hey, well done, Crudy.
I still got the girly finger that kind of points to, the one that.
The busted ass finger.
Busted ass finger. I got that one. Oh, here's another commenter. Cam from Nina. Cam sent us a photo of the strangest damn looking cat I've ever seen in my life. It might be some AI creation. He said, WTF? What do you mean I could send you guys photos this entire time? I didn't know I had to tell you that, but you can send us photos. Let's, keep them wholesome or, make sure you include your phone number, one or the other. Here's another one. You guys need to lay off the cultists. I'm a willing member of the devil's cult. Yeah. Jeff, that makes you one of the good ones. 844-967.
We are not in a cult. You are all individuals.
We are all individuals. 844-967-2789. 800-919-3789. Let's go to the phones. Hoosier Bob, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good, man.
Question about the Gripsters and the Gripsies.
Mm.
What's going on with Mike Lindell?
Well, Mike Lindell's been evicted from his storage factory in the Minneapolis area. He claims he quit paying the rent to make it easier on the landlord, apparently to evict his ass. $200,000-something in defaulted rental payments, last I heard. And some poor doctor named Mike Lindell's been getting hell from Trump backers because they can't figure out which Mike Lindell is the right Mike Lindell. But more than that, I couldn't tell you who's your Bob.
Yeah, I saw something. I was streaming something, and the CNN crawl ran across my screen, and all I saw was it said Mike Lindell, and this was 2 days ago, so I thought maybe he got himself in a ringer again.
Well, I mean, specifically, Bob, Smartmatic filed a five-page motion on Tuesday, that'd be yesterday. I think they're a little concerned about whether or not he has any money. Let's see. Specifically, voting machine company Smartmatic requested a status hearing due to MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell's quote-unquote deteriorating financial condition.
Well, and there was also that case he was going to run off to the U.S. Supreme Court. This one just a couple of days old. USA Today reporting MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, a Trump ally, has his phone seizure case rejected by the Supreme Court. So I don't know if that's news so much as bad news for Mike Lindell.
Oh, I'm so sorry for the man. Maybe, well, you know, maybe Donald could, you know, slip him 2.5% for all of the service he's given to him.
Hey, man, if Mike Lindell called me right now, I'd sell some damn pillows. That's what we do here. I don't know if you know this, but Mike Lindell is one of the bigger backers of right-wing talk radio. He's all over the Foxy News. I mean, you know, at least they got their crazies, but they're willing to.
I thought Foxy News stopped running Mike's ads.
I'm less clear. Here,
844-967-2789.
Dom, here is the reporting from the USA Today. The Supreme Court Monday of this week declined to hear an appeal from Mike Lindell, the MyPillow founder and prominent election denier, who unsuccessfully argued his rights were violated by FBI agents when they seized his phone. The federal government was investigating the sharing of sensitive information from Colorado's computerized voting systems. Lindell was a key ally of Donald Trump. Well, he keeps telling us that. And it's interesting what his weekend afforded before this little irritation, Dom. Lindell's phone was seized while he was in a drive-thru lane at a Hardee's restaurant in Minnesota, as Lindell was on his way home from a duck hunting trip. That's always an irritation when they take your phone. You need it, you know, just for the GPS.
From February, Newsweek reporting that MyPillow advertisements have returned to Fox News just weeks after the company's CEO, Mike Lindell, said the network had dropped his ads. Sources told Newsweek that at the time the ads were dropped because Lindell was unable to pay for the commercials.
Well, here is the quote. Lindell's irritation as to where and how the government took possession of his cell phone.
Does where? Not,
yeah, the Hardee's drive-thru, man. Yeah,
that's the problem.
Who wants to be reported as eating at a Hardee's drive-thru? If you're going to, I mean, not only did they take his phone, they took his dignity.
Wait, wasn't Hardee's, didn't they do the Frisco burger, man? I ate the hell out of that thing back in the day.
If you can find a Carl's Jr. or a Hardee's, I bet they still have a Frisco burger. A lot of bacon, a lot of grease, sourdough bun, extra mayo, tomatoes on that bad boy. I know.
You know.
So let me finish the quote just for closure, if you will. Lindell's irritation as to where and how the government took possession of his cell phone does not give rise to a constitutional claim, let alone a showing of callous disregard for his constitutional rights. They're all snowflakes. And then they get before the courts and they lack the, what's it called, evidence. And then they get bitch slapped. Anyways, Mike Lindell, call us 844-967-2789. As long as I've got certified funds up front, I'll sell some pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Oh, those aren't pillows.
Come back, more Devil's Advocate. It's a happier, happy hour and a fine guest from the top. He is Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire. We'll go inside the newest polling numbers. Apparently, the electorate unenthused. Trump currently leading 51-49 over Joe Biden. I'm not sure if I like that. And our girl, Tammy Baldwin, doing quite well against the pornstachioed guy. Don't call him a gigolo, though.
You ever seen a grown man naked?